First reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat, with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and the waves obey him?" Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 2. "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." From Romans 8, 31 to 39. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us and is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute? Or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I know many of you appreciate a beautiful garden in full bloom. It is a beautiful sight, or perhaps a field that is lush and looking very fruitful. What's the expression, knee-high by July? For the fourth, something like that. We notice the vibrant flowers, or the healthy vegetables, and the lush greenery. But sometimes we forget what the gardener or the farmer saw a few months ago. In early spring, the garden doesn't look very impressive. The ground's cold and muddy, the flower beds are practically empty or full of weeds if they're mine. The tiny seeds sown disappear beneath the soil, and there's no visible sign that anything is happening. Root balls are awakening, but no one can see them. Now, if someone had never gardened before, they might conclude that nothing would ever grow here. But the gardener knows better. The gardener doesn't judge the future by what is visible today. They have learned to trust what is happening beneath the surface. They continue to pulling weeds, watering, patiently waiting, because they know that growth often begins before it can be seen. Faith works much the same way. There are seasons in life when all we can see is barren ground. We pray, but nothing seems to change. We wait, and the answers don't come. We wonder if God is acting at all. If God invites us to trust Him, like a gardener or a farmer trusts the seed. God's work often begins beneath the surface in ways that we cannot yet see. His timing is rarely our timing, but His promises never fail. The disciples in today's gospel couldn't see beyond the wind and the waves. Isaiah's audience couldn't see beyond exile and suffering. And Paul wrote to Christians who faced daily persecution and hardships. Yet all three passages proclaim the same truth. God was already at work, even when His people couldn't see it. Faith is the ability to trust God's future while living in today's unfinished season. Faith sees beyond today's storm, because it trusts the God who is already preparing tomorrow. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We live by faith, not by sight." Many people hear that have more faith as if it means to try harder to believe. But the gospel actually teaches us something more gentle and more hopeful. Biblical faith isn't the strength of our grip on God. It's about trusting the strength of God's grip on us. In Mark's story, the disciples' problem wasn't simply that there was a storm. It was that the storm became the object of their attention. Jesus was in the boat all along, but their eyes were fixed on the waves instead of on the Savior. We saw this with Peter's story last week, but when Peter realized he was in trouble, he called to Jesus. It was a cry for help. "Lord, save me." But when these disciples finally realized Jesus was in the boat, they reprimanded him rather than called to him. "Teacher, do you not care that we are all going to drown?" See, our faith grows when we learn to see beyond the storm to the one who commands it. Many times in our life, we will be in a storm of some kind. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a health storm. Maybe it's a storm we caused. Maybe in that storm, we feel like Jesus is asleep in the boat. But here's the thing that our faith should know. Jesus is with us in the boat, and the boat can't sink if Jesus is in it. The enemy can try to batter us with waves and wind, but ultimately when Jesus says, "Enough, peace be still," calms everything down. Faith trusts Christ's presence more than the storm. Faith knows God's presence is greater than our problem. God never promised a storm-free life. In fact, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble." Faith hears God's promises above the wind. God promised His presence through the waters and the fire. The promise is not that you will avoid trouble, but that I will be with you in it. God speaks through Isaiah to the children of Israel and to us by extension. "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. And the reason is, for I am your God, the Holy One, your Savior." God did not promise life without storms, but He did promise to be with us through it. His promises are stronger than any circumstance we face. faith sees God's power beyond our fears. And our biggest question changes from, will I survive this, to who is this Lord who invites me to trust him? See, the greatest miracle in Mark's passage wasn't the calming of the storm. It was the revealing of who Jesus truly is. The one who commands the storm is worthy of our complete trust. Our faith anchors itself in God's unshakable love. Storms may shake our circumstances, but they cannot shake God's love. And so that's what makes the words of Paul so incredibly wonderful for us. Can anything separate us from Christ's love? And through the long list of everything, Paul says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Faith looks beyond today's storm to tomorrow's victory. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We don't deny the reality of storms, but we look beyond those difficulties to God's eternal purpose. The storm is not the end of the story. God's faithfulness is. And faith sees beyond what is happening now to what God might be accomplishing. The disciples saw a storm. Isaiah saw waters and fire, and Paul saw suffering. Yet all three passages point to the same truth. Jesus is present. God keeps his promises, and nothing can separate us from his love. Storms are real, but they are never the final word. Faith enables us to look beyond the winds and the waves and to fix our eyes on the one who rules over them. Like a gardener who knows something is happening beneath the soil, faith trusts that Christ is present even when we can't see what he is doing. When Christ is our focus, fear gives way to trust, uncertainty gives way to hope, and the storm becomes a place where God's presence and power are revealed most clearly. That is the God that we worship. Go now in the peace of Christ. When storms arise, remember that Jesus is in the boat with you. When the waters seem deep, trust that God has promised to be with you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When fear whispers that you are alone, hold fast to the assurance that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the God who calms the sea strengthen your faith. May Christ walk beside you through every trial. May the Holy Spirit fill you with courage, hope, and peace. Go into the world seeing beyond the storm, confident that God is faithful today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.